For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Podcast Help Desk number 95 for December 31st, 2016. In this episode, I go over predictions from 2016.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be, and welcome to the last day of 2016. At least that's when I'm recording this. So today we're going to go over what my predictions were in 2015 for this year, 2016, and see how wrong I was. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Blueberry Podcasting. Your hosting statistics and sometimes website host provider for podcasters. If you would like to use my promo code HELPDESK, that will give you a free month of service. Anything that Blueberry sells over at blueberry.com. That's BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry with no E's. Now, on with the predictions. So I've got my buzzer and the bell all ready to go so we can see how good I was at predicting podcasting in 2016. So first off, SoundCloud will no longer be a podcast media host. Nope, they're still around and nobody bought them. And they haven't gone out of business yet, even though they're still bleeding money like it's going out of style and they're not really doing anything with the podcast world. They're definitely still here. Very weird. So that's a no. Let's see. There will be at least one new podcast host. And, of course, that's right. One of the major ones is Dan Benjamin's Fireside. I'm sure there was a bunch of others that didn't really make a splash, but, yep, there is at least one. So, all right, another one I said was there will be at least one new podcast media host go out of business. I'm going to put that in the question mark column because I don't know. Because I'm sure it happened. I'm sure somebody went into the business of podcast hosting, and I'm sure they went out with the same amount of fanfare that they came in with, but didn't cross my radar, so oh well. And here's one that's a little embarrassing for me. I will release the No BS Guide to Podcasting. Oh, really? I'm going to finish it. Yep, still haven't finished it, and it'll come out sooner or later or never. I don't know. Might be kind of a moot point that everything's moving so fast. Maybe the world doesn't need yet another podcast book. From me, anyway. So, okay, my other prediction that I keep saying that FeedBurner is going to go out of business. Well, This last year, in 2015, I said in 2016, FeedBurner will still exist, and it'll exist all year long. And, of course, I'm right. FeedBurner just doesn't want to die, although it probably ought to. They are still here, and it's still a pain in my butt. But they're still there, so hey, whatever. All right, the other next prediction, podcast movement will be a big success. And I put last year a no-brainer. And I'm going to give it yet another one, because not only was it a great success, it was probably the best podcast event I've gone to in years. Reminded me of the good old days out in Ontario, California, that all of us podcasters that have been around a long time always reminisce about. But it was really that way. It was great. We all set up in the hotel bar after hours, and pretty much anybody that was anybody in podcasting was cruising by, and normally they stop by, and I got to see a lot of old friends, got to meet a lot of new friends, and it was just an awesome, awesome time. And I am very, very happy I went, and very eager to go to the next one in Anaheim in August of next year, toward the end of August in Anaheim, California. So if you're not planning on going to Podcast Movement, shame on you. Plan on it. Get your ticket. Get over there. We will have a promo code at some point for a discount, I'm sure. But at this point, I don't. But definitely, Podcast Movement is the podcast-related event you want to go to. All right. Next on my list. Now, this is funny. Blab will start charging something for service, or will start some sort of advertising. I didn't talk about that in the show last year in episode 71, but I did write that in the blog post. And this one, I don't know what sound to play. It's both. Okay. Blab just went out of business. That's all they did. They just turned off the lights, took their ball, and went home. So they didn't even try the monetization thing. They're just gone. So I don't know. I guess that just goes to prove that free is still a lousy business plan. Let's see. A major player in the podcasting space, a company, will change names or rebrand. No, nobody did any major rebranding. Blueberry sort of did. You know, for the longest time, Blueberry was the brand, but Raw Voice was the company. And, you know, as far as in communications, it was always Raw Voice this, Raw Voice that, and then Blueberry was the service and the website. Now it's officially Blueberry Podcasting, a Raw Voice company. Nothing really changed. It's just we all are now saying Blueberry Podcasting versus Raw Voice in communications. And you may or may not have noticed that all of our email addresses have switched to @blueberry.com instead of @rawvoice.com for the most part. Actually, the Raw Voice email addresses are still there as well. So it is what it is. But that doesn't count. I was still wrong. And, you know, I'm not afraid to say that. And let's see. There will be a major movie announced that features podcasting in the central plot. Not a documentary or an independent film. I'm going to say I got question marks here on my notes, but as much searching as I've done, I've not heard of anything, any feature film with podcasting as the central plot. There are a couple of independent documentaries out there, and I will, I'm sure, talk about them when they come out. But no feature film, per se. And last but not least, Howard Stern will still hate podcasting. Of course he does, because he just signed a contract with XM Sirius and is going to remain on the satellites for the time being, with all the money that he has to wheelbarrow to the bank. I can't blame him. Podcasting is not his thing. It is what it is. So with that, there's my predictions from last year. I still haven't decided whether I'm going to make any predictions for 2017. There's a few no-brainer ones out there. There's a few, unknowns. There's always knowns and unknowns and unknowns that we don't know, or whatever it was that Rumsfeld said a long time ago. But in the world of podcasting, one thing is for sure, it was not ever going to remain the same for any extended length of time. So, hey, I'm gonna let you guys off early this year. I'm going to just make this a nice, short, sweet episode. I certainly appreciate you putting up with my lack of schedule for 2016, and it's going to continue into 2017, I am sure. So just stick with me. When I have something relevant to say, I'll say it. If I've got 20 minutes worth of a podcast to do, I'll do a 20-minute podcast rather than an hour, and we'll keep plugging along. Starting with the next episode, I am going to kind of restart the 101 series, or the From the Beginning series. And as you notice, this is episode 95, so episode 100 is coming up. Of course, who can predict exactly when? But when that comes up, I don't know as I'll make a big deal out of it, but I might make a little deal out of it. If you've got anything to say that I actually made it to episode 100 coming up, assuming that I actually do make it to 100, feel free to send me some sort of feedback. And as always, if you got any questions or feedback, comments, want to disagree with something I've said in the past or something I'm going to say in the future, feel free to let me know. It's podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com is the email address. The website has a button to push to set up a send me a voicemail. I just got a Slack message there. Sorry about that. And hey, if you want to join our Slack group, it's been kind of lame lately. There's not a lot going on, but maybe you can make the difference. You can email me, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, and ask to join the Slack group. And you too can join the people there, and we can discuss podcasting, politics, religion, whatever else you want to argue about. Nah, just kidding. Anyway, check it out. Just give me an email, and I'll send you an invite to the Slack group. So that'll be cool. And I guess that's it. We'll see you next year. Catch me later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.